Well, now joining me here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Democratic State Representative Sarah Feigenholz and also Heather O'Donnell. She's Senior Vice President for Advocacy and Public Policy for Thresholds. And we're going to talk a little bit about mental health funding in this state. Thank you both for joining me this morning. And Heather, I'd like to start out, maybe you could explain exactly what Thresholds is.
Sure, and thanks for having us this morning. So Thresholds has been around for about 60 years. We serve people who have significant mental health conditions. We serve over 15,000 people across the greater Chicago region. We provide psychiatry, therapy, and support for people who would otherwise be hospitalized or homeless or in the justice system due to untreated mental health conditions, and we help people be well, and we help people stabilize, and without the funding from the state that we get, these people would be cycling through multiple hospitalizations or in Cook County Jail. Tom Dart has often referred to Cook County Jail as the largest mental health facility in the state.
In the country.
But jail is not treatment. It is an incarceration facility. And the governor is proposing $27 million in cuts to mental health services again. And the state has actually never really funded mental health significantly. A $27 million cut would absolutely devastate Thresholds and literally send over 1,000 people out of our doors without treatment.
Well, Representative Feigenholz, I mean, we've seen kind of a over decades a de-emphasis on mental health funding, and it seems like we're at a time now where people, you know, in some respects have crossed a threshold to understand that mental health is the same as physical health, and perhaps it's, you know, in part because of these outbreaks of gun violence too, that there's a new awareness of the importance about mental health.
Well, Rick, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that. Perhaps there was a time in policy, as you mentioned, that mental health was kind of taking a backseat to physical health, and a lot of it was transformed when Barack Obama passed the Affordable Care Act and brought in, kind of shifted the focus off of kids and spread it to the whole person. Physical and mental, and also brought in people who were childless adults. It kind of changed the landscape on being able to match federal dollars for mental health services for everybody. And Illinois has, of course, been struggling with the budget, especially in this new administration, where there seems to be less appreciation for these kinds of services, especially when it comes to community providers. Many of us are very concerned about lost opportunities to draw down these federal dollars because, there's resistance to entitlements. And if you fund entitlements like serving the mentally ill and treating people with substance abuse disorders or both, I mean, a lot of people who are suffering from substance abuse disorder are self-medicating with to deal with their mental health issue, undiagnosed and untreated. So Heather is correct in saying that we're really at the precipice here. The governor's introduced budget coldly eliminates, pretty much shuts down a functioning community mental health system in Illinois. And if I were the governor or the director of HFS, which I am not, I would have picked up the phone and called Tom Dart and said, I hope you're ready for more inmates, because that's exactly what's going to happen here. If the governor's budget and these cuts are made and this line is not sustained, that is exactly what's going to happen.
We're speaking with State Representative Sarah Feigenholz, Democrat from Chicago, and Heather O'Donnell, Senior VP for Advocacy and Public Policy at Thresholds. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pierce from the Chicago Tribune, joined here in the Allstate Showcase studio by Heather O'Donnell, Senior Vice President for Advocacy and Public Policy at Thresholds, and Democratic State Representative Sarah Feigenholz from Chicago. And we're talking about community mental health funding in Illinois and some potential questions about where are we going here. And so, Heather, we've had funding, a provision to fund community mental health services. Not certainly there were issues during the budget stalemate, but now we're at a position where we have the governor's proposed budget, as you said, which would wipe out that money. What's going on in Springfield to make sure that that funding exists?
So we are having a state and national conversation about how to increase mental health funding. I think there's a large recognition that we don't have a strong mental health system in our country, in our state. And so you have policymakers across the country looking at ways that we can build our system, make it strong, make sure that people have access to the care that they need to get better and to get their symptoms under control. But the state has continued to cut mental health funding, and now the governor is trying to take away $27 million that we were able to convert from a grant to Medicaid dollars that enabled the state to actually spend half of what it was spending. Now it is getting federal dollars.
So before it was $27 million in state funds.
Correct.
Now it's 13.5 state and federal.
Yes, and this was a win for the people of Illinois who have mental health conditions, who continue to get treatment. It was a win for the state to draw federal dollars. But now the Rauner administration actually wants to take this $27 million for new projects. Well, this will actually pull the rug out from under the community mental health system. Thresholds alone would lose about $5 million. We would literally have to cut scores and scores of mental health jobs from Thresholds and leave about 1,000 people without services. And if you have a serious mental health condition like bipolar or severe depression, your symptoms don't simply vanish because you don't have access to treatment. What happens is when you lose treatment, you lose the ability to manage your illness. And these are serious lifelong illnesses. So people would begin to decompensate, their symptoms would worsen. You would have many, many people having to seek treatment in hospitals, which is far, far more expensive than mental health treatment in the community. So you would actually drive state costs up rather than down.
Through things like incarceration costs.
Correct.
And those kinds of emergency rooms, that kind of issue.
And at a time when we're having a national conversation about mental health and police encounters with people who are in mental health crisis or mass shootings, we need to look at ways to invest in mental health, not actually cut it. And that's what the administration is doing. And Representative Feigenholz actually has legislation that would actually provide some stability and stronger investment for the mental health community.
And that's, I mean, part of this is the stability is, this has been kind of a year-to-year kind of approach, and this would try to be an effort to lock things in.
Yeah, Rick, this is a subject that we could talk for hours about, but I'll try and give you some historical perspective. First of all, what's happening right now, you cannot turn on a news report without hearing about gun violence in the country, in the world, and it continues to get worse. And what you're also hearing in the same breath is that people are suffering from mental health issues in this country that are going undiagnosed and untreated. Mental illness is a fluid disease. It is, you can recover from it. The state of Illinois used to have institutionalized models where people would stay in a facility their whole life and only be treated, you know, and not to recover, essentially, but to just...
warehoused.
Exactly. And that has changed for a whole bunch of reasons. Many lawsuits have been filed by advocates, the ACLU, about this because the science of recovering is so... so powerful that moving people through what we would consider a continuum of care so that people can transition into normalcy in their life and get back on track is the data's there. It's what we should be doing. And it's really unfortunate that the governor and his administration doesn't see that. You can clearly see how this administration is dealing with a myriad of things. You have gun violence, and you have a gun dealer licensing bill that the governor vetoes to have a multi-pronged approach to dealing with the problem. So he shot the pooch on that one. We have a mental health committee in the House now. For the first time in the history of the General Assembly, there is a standing committee on this issue. It is not going away, and we all are committed. It is a huge committee, and we're all very committed to early intervention, whether it's in, you know, we're starting to talk about school-based health centers and the kinds of services provided there, all kinds of services that start early. We're working on a first episode bill. And so this is not going away. And underfunding this is only going to make the problem bigger. But that's what the governor's good at. We know that the governor's good at making problems bigger. But we're committed to fixing this, and I am committed to making sure that at a minimum this money is restored so that we could at least keep the doors open on the centers that Heather was referring to.
At a minimum, but the goal is to have it as a sustained funding source.
Right.
I mean, for that very reason of the stability. I mean, because as we saw through the budget impasse, these kind of social service safety programs, the safety net went beyond frayed. It fell apart.
It did. Innumerable facilities have closed and community service providers have closed because of the budget impasse. There are spikes all over the place in emergency room visits. Everything that we worked on for years after we passed Medicaid expansion and the Affordable Care Act to ensure more people and make sure they have a medical home at a lower cost is being destroyed in the Rauner administration.
So this is House Bill 5500 that we're talking about. Heather, if people want to learn more about Thresholds, your website?
Our website is thresholds.org, and I would just sort of like to go back to the issue of providing some certainty in a sector that has not had certainty for probably since the dawn of time, quite frankly. We saw over $100 million in cuts to mental health services between 2009 and 2011. During that time, literally thousands of people across the state who have significant mental health conditions lost treatment. And we saw through hospital association data that psychiatric hospitalizations spiked by 19%. So the data clearly shows that when people don't have care, they wind up in hospitals in places like Cook County Jail. But we absolutely need some certainty and stability within the sector. And House Bill 5500 would do that by making permanent this funding stream that was put in place a couple of years ago. Thresholds simply can't sustain the kind of cuts that are being proposed. We would be a fraction of what we are today. We would lay off scores and scores of people and send thousands of people out the doors without treatment any longer. And we can't we can't allow that to happen.
We'll be keeping an eye on House Bill 5500. Heather O'Donnell, Senior Vice President for Advocacy and Public Policy at Thresholds, Democratic State Representative Sarah Feigenholz, thank you both for joining me this morning.